First of all, I got Muddy Waters 2-Day album coming out this summer. I know a lot of people like, yo, man, give me a date, motherfucker. I'm like, no, I can't give you no date right now. Because I'm still working on getting a deal for it. I'm still paying for samples. But the shit is fire. It's grown. It's colorful.
Yeah.
I think people gonna like it. I know people gonna like it. I don't doubt my shit once. I got a lot of content I'm working on as far as with Riverton Entertainment. Like just shooting content. I got this marijuana. Hold on, let me see this one. Just give me one second.
Okay.
That's right. On this underground brain. I have a campaign that I'm working with one of my partners, and I want to get it right. It's the campaign to help farmers to track their bud with dispensaries, because you know a lot of farmers are getting fucked now, and you know these dispensaries, you know they get the weed and the farmers mm-hmm. can't track who like the weed, who's buying the weed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually working on a system for the farmers because that's where it's at. That's where the bud come from. That's where the love come from, is the farmers, not the dispensary. The dispensary is just the place where you buy the weed from. The farmers are the true essence of this marijuana game. So I got a campaign I'm working on called Red Man's Underground Green.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up and get the website. And for all farmers that want to start tracking their bud and actually start making more money on their bud, pull up Red Man's Underground Green and check out the website if it shows up, and fill out a form to have a sit down or a chat with one of our representatives. I think it's very lucrative to a farmer to check mm-hmm. it out, because it's only helping them. It's only enhancing their product. It's Red Man's Underground Green. Also, I got a line that I'm working on with my boy Chang that has Blind Tiger and the Jet Fuel. If you know Chang, everyone knows Chang on the West Coast. I got a product I'm working on with him called I'm hot. I ain't sleep yet. I'm on 24 hours, no sleep. it's called Jane Train.
Okay, gosh.
And that'll be coming soon. Working on that. You'll see something coming very soon on that. I'm not going to splash it too hard because these are seeds that I'm planting. But most of all, you can see more content, more music. Also, check me out on the LL Rock the Bell show. I do a show for LL on satellite radio every end of the month on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It varies between the last Saturday of the month or the Saturday before that. But it's called Muddy Waters Rock the Bells on Channel 43 on LL Rock the Bells station. And my new show is coming out January 23rd. So check it out. And you can go on demand and check the previous shows. It's off the hook.
Wow. So
content. That's what it's about.
Sounds good. All right. So today was the inauguration. First Black South Asian Madam Vice President elect, not elect anymore, but first Vice President, Kamala Harris was sworn in. How do you feel about that? How is that for your, like, you know, little cousins or your daughters or, you know, just any women that you have in your life to see that happen for a Black woman?
I think it's fabulous. Like, women run the world. You know, bottom line, you know, and I'm very happy for her because it's due for a woman to step in office in a big position like that, because I would like to see the side of a woman opinion in that type of position.
Yeah.
I want to see how she would be under pressure in that type of position, even though she's vice president, but that's still a high position. And she's the first lady vice president. Shout out to Ms. Harris. But I just want to see how she handled herself, because I'm not political. And just with me, I just think, you know, it don't matter who they get in the office up there, the government will not change for nobody. That's just my opinion. So don't, y'all don't, you know, don't look at me or judge me anyway. But it's good to see a woman of my culture in there. And I want to see what, I want to see how she handled the challenges she is about to face.
Right.
And knowing that her, people, her people got her back. Anyone that believe her and that got her back. I just want to see how she handled herself, because the measure of success from a person is not what they have, it's what they went through to get there. So, you know, I know she fought up the ladder to get in that spot. So I just want to see how she handled herself and how she overturned those obstacles when they come her way, because they will be shooting in her way. They will be shooting some shit her way. And I just want to see how she handled herself as a woman, man. That's it. I'm just proud to see her in there.
Nice. So it has been a pretty awesome day. Like I said, inauguration happened today. Well, it's still going on right now. But my last question for you, because I write for Respect Magazine, what does the word respect mean to you when you hear that word or you see that word?
Respect is everything. That's how me and Meth stayed in business all these years. That's how I'm here talking to you right now, because of respect. Of course, it's the skills and good business opportunities and having a thorough team. I'm big on quality control. Mm-hmm. Of course, that helps, you know, with your business to thrive for a long time. But it's the respect for people. And I mean that in a sense of way, not just in the street respect, because I got street and hood respect too. But the kind of respect that got me further and still here, still relevant, is just the simple process of really just asking about a person's day. Like, yeah. For example, if I have a meeting with somebody, we're coming to talk about money. I'm not going to just come in the room cocky, like, all right, y'all, let's get to it. I'm going to be like, how you doing? How's the family? How's everyone? How's the wife? I heard your wife was sick. Did she get better? Yeah, thank you for asking, right, man? Just that little simple respect right there, people will love you and want to do business with you. And you have to do it genuinely. You can't just be doing it like, oh, how's the wife? And throwing it out there, like, and don't even wait for an answer back before you talking again. Right. You know, you have to really have a family to, for example, I don't let nobody text me without starting off, good day, how's your day? Right. If you come in hot texting me like, yo, I need this thing done, I hit them back like, we're going to start this over. How was your day? Oh, yeah. How's your day? How's your day, Dad? Yeah, sometimes I have to school my kids on it. So that's the kind of respect, just that little respect like that for people, and understanding that, you know, not everyone have a great life like you. Like, there's people that go home to problems. There's people that's unhappy with their body. There's people just unhappy, period. You know, just by you showing that little respect, how's your day?
Right.
How's everything? You good? We ready to start? Yeah, everything's good. I see you with your face down a little bit. You know, you usually come in happy. Today, you're a little down. You want to talk about it? Yeah, just my wife, she's been busting my balls about bringing this. And what happens, man? You know, my girl do the same thing. And then you'd be like, yeah, y'all laugh about it. And he'd be like, thank you, man. And they're all ready to talk.
Right.
And he's going to look at you like, you know, this person actually cared about my day. It took 2 minutes to actually bring someone to a different perspective of where they at and how they're pertaining in that meeting at that time right now. So back to your question, is respect for other people. Respect is everything. Love is everything, of course, but without respect, you know, what is love? You have to respect each other. They love each other, you know? You can also love each other and don't respect that motherfucker, but who want to do that? you know? So respect is everything to me. Everything. Just like Maino. Maino talks about respect all the time. So
Nice. So, because I don't have a lot of time with doing the interview, thank you so much for doing this interview with me, Redman. I should have it up probably.